Stefon Diggs spent his second full week as a commander on the practice field, and the closest thing to a role report came from team senior writer Zach Selby on Wednesday. Jaden Daniels kept developing his rapport with Diggs and Terry McLaurin in 11-on-11 work, though the day's most frequent connection was tight end Chig Okonkwo. Saturday in Detroit told us less than it might have. Diggs was not among the 15 players Washington held out, per the team's announcement, down from 26 sitters a week ago, but the starting offense's whole night was one series. Daniels played 3 snaps, went 0-for-1, and took a sack, per Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, and no Diggs target or catch surfaced in the coverage we accessed. If he was on the field, the evening never reached him. The room around him held still. McLaurin is healthy and practicing. The young receivers made their noise against Detroit's backups. Rookie Antonio Williams had a contested catch among his 41 receiving yards, per Brian Manning at Commander's Wire, and nobody new arrived to claim targets. Back in June, when Diggs was still an unsigned free agent coming off a 1,013-yard season in New England, our preview said only a signing could resolve his outlook, and Washington's August 7th deal did. The shape of the role is the piece still unwritten, and a week of rapport notes plus a game that never reached the starters leaves it that way. The next window is the real one. Washington holds a joint practice with the Baltimore Ravens on Wednesday, the session Zach Selby's team site takeaways frame as the starter's focus, before Friday's preseason finale, and cutdown lands Sunday, August 30th. Watch whether Diggs draws first-team targets in that Ravens session and whether he plays Friday at all. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.